HarperCollins and Harper Audio present Alienated America, Why Some Places Thrive While Others Collapse, by Timothy P. Carney. Read by Charles Constant. Seek the well-being of the city to which I have carried you into exile. Pray to the Lord for in its well-being will be your well-being. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 7. Preface. We could start a book about the death of the American dream in a million different places. We could start in Smitty's bar and restaurant in a dead steel town outside Pittsburgh, or we could start in the Bishop's Storehouse in Salt Lake City. We could go to Iowa and start in Glory Days Sports Bar in Council Bluffs or at a Christian college in Sioux Center. We could start at the shuttered Methodist churches in rural Iowa or the bustling basement of the Islamic Center of Greater Toledo. We could start standing in line at a Trump rally or camping out at Occupy Wall Street. We will get to all those places on this journey, but we will start the story in the pediatric intensive care unit of Children's National Hospital in Washington, D.C. It was about 4 a.m. I had just gotten 2 hours of decent sleep, relatively speaking, sitting in a Spartan armchair, my head leaning against the metal bars of a PICU crib. My daughter Eve, 11 months old, was the patient, and she slept soundly despite the prongs of the nasal cannula of her nostrils, the pulse oxygen saturation monitor taped to her toe, the three electric wires stuck to her chest and back, and the fact that she couldn't really breathe. The breathing was done by a machine next to her crib that slowly won my all.